Hey there, I'm Libby Denkman, host of Soundside. And at Soundside, our mission is to bring you the stories that help connect you to our region. As part of that mission, we also want to take time to highlight you, our neighbors, the people who make Washington the place that it is. So in addition to today's story on Leavenworth, we'd like to introduce you to our first neighbor, Janet Mono. If you're in Leavenworth, you're likely to hear Janet playing solo alp horn up and down Front Street. And she's also a member of the Bavarian-themed Leavenworth Alp Horns. And if you have someone you'd like to highlight as a neighbor on our program, send us a message. You can submit your ideas on our website, kuow.org/soundside.
These are mountain horns from Switzerland and Austria and southern Germany. It's called, that area is called Bavaria, big region. And they were carved out in the summer months by the herdsmen to, you know, and then they play for their goats and their cows. And over the years, gosh, if you look on YouTube, it's the funniest thing. You put in cows and alp horns, and it's like the cows are trying to sit on the laps of the people who are playing. So when I play, I'm actually kind of watching my back when I play on the street. It's just like, I don't want cows coming up behind me.
It's a cow charmer.
It's a cow or a goat charmer. And they modernized it in the early 1800s, and that we now have mouthpieces.
Like a regular old brass mouthpiece.
So any brass player can play it. And and they made them all the same length, so that way we're in tune, we're in key, we can play with not just the goats, but with each other. Oh. So we had five people in concert this weekend, and the fifth one is a kid. Mm-hmm. We sponsor a big weekend here on Memorial Day. It's our alp horn celebration, and we'll have like 25 horn players join us.
Wow.
And can you imagine the sound here with 25 people? We did a flash mob one year. Well, you know, how do you sneak around with this? But people were coming out of every alleyway and every place, and you know, we started with two and ended up with like 25 players. I have a friend who lives in those foothills, and he sits on a nice day, a nice morning, with his cup of coffee and listens to the horn when we play from the balcony of the NCM.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I mean, it seems, I've never been to that. This is my first time here. The Bavarian thing is very interesting to me. I'm curious what you think of that. And I mean, you're clearly here, part of the identity of this whole kind of Bavarian experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, it works. I mean, you think about places like Leavenworth, and if they want to do a theme, it tends to be like a Western theme often. Yeah. And there are several places that do that, and they do okay with that. But this, with the mountains right there, it is so wie Deutschland, so like Germany. Yeah, we did two tours with the military in Germany, and so we're very familiar with, you know, this kind of setting, and it's just wonderful. And there's some really good food and shopping, and you know, it's fun.
Like a big question for even this. This story is about the magic of Leavenworth, mm-hmm. and if people who live here also feel that, because sometimes it's like, this is really put on for the people, like tourists who are just coming in from out of town, mm-hmm. they need the rest, they want to be excited by it, but do you also like come here every day and you're still excited by it?
Well, we do, yeah. But, and that very definitely varies with the person, and you know, and things are changing. I mean, it's fun to see young people with maybe a take on a farmer's market type lifestyle and growing your own here, and there's a bunch of farm to table stores and that kind of stuff. I mean, that should all link in. And some of the stores, you dig a little deeper, and some of the stores are gonna be selling, like I'm a knitter, and all my fabrics are, you know, from alpacas and you know, small cottage businesses making fibers and that kind of stuff. I love it. I love the craftsmanship and that small town businesses. Yeah. You know, everything has its backstory. Yeah. I have the pleasure of playing almost daily at the Ancien Hotel. You know, that's been a long-standing tradition. And so I'm talking to visitors every day, or mostly. And And it's fun. I love to point out, when people are going to stay several days, you know, then they can do some of the, you know, off the main street things. If you're only here one day, you just need to chill because you a long drive to get here. You know?
Have you been in the north a long time?
We moved here. It was a retirement move.
Okay.
So 6 years. And our grandkids are just over the mountains, so it's just all seasons. It's so much fun.
And what brought you here?
Well, that, yeah, playtime. Yep. So to live in the mountains and with the definite seasons, you know, I never realized like how great spring is with all the wildflowers and the wild birds. And then you come into summer and we have a swimming pool and we have the rivers and the lakes, you know, it's just great. Yeah. Weber-Gig Harbor, which was a nice place too.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of times it's sunny here when it's rainy there.
Does this come apart, or do you have to carry this and put this in your
we
car?
We kind of keep that a secret, but the fact is
it looks
that
like,
they
yeah.
did take mercy on us, because otherwise how would you get it in your Volkswagen, right? And so they do come apart, and we do hike with them, because you get up in the mountains and you just play with the sound. Yeah. And that's what makes this kind of uniquely different than playing, you know, I used to sit in the high school auditorium with my community symphony group, you know, orchestra, and now I'm get to go out and about. And
yeah. Why play it right now? Was it just like you just came out here?
Because my husband's getting a haircut.
Okay.
And the sun's out. And then I'll put the horn in the car and I'll walk home. And that'll be so nice.
Yeah.